I've been a sole parent, and I'm also part of that generation, divorced, no super. Even though I was working, I didn't work enough years. I was too much being a mother and a wife. So it's not so much I'm in semi-retirement. It's more a case of I'm at that age and I don't have a lot of options. So I decided I would create my own and that I would follow my dream as I created.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. An Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, it's Anne Nelson, your host for today's show. And what a show we have for you today. If you're interested in following your passion, I have a really interesting lady coming on, Barbara Strickland. We don't all end up at the end of our working life with a lot of money due to various circumstances, but it shouldn't stop us from enjoying our retirement. Barbara has had a passion for writing. Barb won't be idle in retirement. She is planning a series of books and has also discovered a passion for helping others improve their writing skills and their writing output.
I'd like to welcome to the show Barbara Strickland. How are you, Barb?
I'm really good, Anne. How are you?
I'm feeling great, thanks, Barb. We've just had some rain, so the grass is growing and the cows are happy. You're in retirement or semi-retirement now, and you've turned yourself into an author and a blogger.
Yeah, I have. I'm not exactly in retirement as such because I've been a sole parent and I'm also part of that generation, divorced, no super. Even though I was working, I didn't work enough years. I was too much being a mother and a wife. So it's not so much I'm in semi-retirement. It's more a case of I'm at that age and I don't have a lot of options. So I decided I would create my own and that I would follow my dream as I created.
It's called the pay gender gap. Being female, we seem to be the traditional caregivers in the family. And because we have time out of the workforce more than our counterparts, we are traditionally accumulating less money in our retirement savings. So we are out of the workforce more. And we also have been paid less in some circumstances. Women are getting to retirement age with substantially less money than males.
Unfortunately, that is very true, and mine was exacerbated by the fact that I was the carer for my mother for quite a number of years. So my earning capacity went completely downhill because, actually, this whole starting a new career is not new to me. At the age of 40, I decided I would get a Bachelor of Education, and that was supposed to help me through the rest of my life. But, you know, Anne, life doesn't do what you think it's going to do. So, yes, yeah, so I compounded everything by being a carer. So I don't know how I lived on the amount of money that I didn't have, to be honest. But anyway, I do believe that we control our destinies, and I've decided to take mine by the hand and become an author. So, yes, I'm an author.
Well, it's very encouraging, and it just goes to show when you're low on your funds and your life hasn't worked out, there are options out there, and they say we should have a look at what we enjoy doing and what you are passionate about and see if you can make a living out of it. And it looks as though that is exactly what you have done, Barb.
Well, yeah, it's true. I've always wanted to write. but I just never had the time to devote to it. There were always things to be done, children to be looked after, children to be taken places. So there wasn't a lot of time for me. However, I'm very happy with the fact that over that time, I managed to sneak in some workshops. And, of course, once I went into full-time study with my Bachelor of Education, I did a lot of things that kind of, I guess, were centered around writing. And I didn't realize at the time, but it was kind of pushing my desire forward, only I wasn't really aware of it because I was too busy looking after the family, especially once we became a single-parent family.
We have been busy in our lives helping everyone else, and it gets to that point in our lives when we can finally do something for ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what you're doing. And, you know, I think it's wonderful. And if we act as an inspiration to other people, that's even better. I have a philosophy. It started with a film I saw called Paying It Forward. I have this philosophy where if you do things for other people, you are paying it forward. And sooner or later, it actually comes back to you. And I think that's what's happened. I mean, I've taken interest in other people's work over the years, and lots of authors should be very thankful because I probably wrote their very first review. And all of these things are very encouraging. Or just talking to someone like you. I mean, I know your ambitions. I think they're formidable. And in fact, you and I first met because you wanted to improve your writing skills. So I consider that paying it forward, because now what you've done is you've given me the opportunity for this interview. So it all comes back to you, doesn't it?
That's right, it does. And helping people get where they want to go can be very rewarding on a personal level and eventually on a financial level. And that is some of the things that we can do in our retirement or semi-retirement, and that is be a coach and or mentor to others.
Well, that's what I'm kind of hoping to combine, as well as following the dream to be this author. And I'm hoping that it all does work out. But, you know, at the end of the day, we can do anything as long as we're smart about it. And I have a firm belief that if we have goals and we plan towards those goals, it'll work. I mean, you mentioned before about being a blogger, and that's true. What happened over the years, I've always gone to workshops, and I went to this brilliant workshop by this lovely young man, and he was talking about a lady called Joanna Penn, who actually discussed self-publishing. Now, I know there's a stigma. A lot of people, even my cousin the other day, said, oh, wouldn't it be easier to get a publisher? Oh, yes, please, publish me somebody. But it's a lot harder than people think. There's hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people all wanting to do the same thing. Now, I could have sat back and waited, which is fine, but I'm too old for that, Anne. And plus, I like to control my destiny. I think if we don't take a hand, we don't get very many places. So anyway, as I said, I went to this workshop, and this lady, Joanna Penn, that he was discussing, had written all these books, and she had self-published, and I was really impressed, so I started looking into it, and lo and behold, it started me on a path that now I've actually got a published book out there. I'm working on a print copy. I've actually, at the moment, just only done the e-copy, but I've also published a poetry book. That was purely for my pleasure, Anne, called Emotions in Eruption. And the reason I mention it is because all the things we go through to get to this stage of our lives, I mean, including the bad things like depression when things go bad, I've written about it in my poetry book. It's all there because I think when we share our feelings, we help others, we all help each other. So I'm hoping that that's what happens. But I was impressed enough to think, well, I can do this. And then I started on this path of self-learning because, as I said, you have to have a plan. We can succeed, but we can't do it without a plan.
Okay, well, that sounds like you're well down the path of your plan. So you've been blogging and writing and getting an audience now.
Well, that's what we're told to do with the self-publishing. It's a big part of it, to be honest. And so I started by blogging, because what blogging does is give you a chance to, I guess, it's like the posts that you do, Anne. They're so varied. So it gives you a chance to say things that relate to a lot of different people. And also I had to work to a deadline. And that was the biggest learning curve. And I had to learn about social media, because once you start blogging, you've got to get it out there. But in keeping with this paying it forward, I've always followed other people's blogs. And I've always commented. I've always reviewed other people's books, because that's what helps that author or that writer to get out there. Anyway, I started with the blogging. It's attached to my website. My website is www.brsstrickland.com. So it's actually brsstrickland.com. And I know that you will have the links on your post. So it's a bit hard sometimes when you use the name. But my post is called Amarina Rose, or rather my blog is, and it is attached to that website. And I'm picking up quite a few followers. And also I get a chance to find out what people want to know about, which is really great. And then from there, I've always followed other people's works. And I've started pretty much the last 18 months following different blogs and websites that specialize in improving your writing. And places like the Romance Writers of Australia are fantastic. I have to say thanks to two ladies, Sandy Vale and Ebony McKenna, because they do these four-week courses that are fabulous. And I learned so much. In fact, there's more than just those two authors doing these courses. And it really does help, Anne, to expand your own knowledge. And so I put it all together, and here I am talking to you, and I've got a romance novel out there, a very naughty one, I might add, with some very naughty, sexy bits, and hoping that it all goes well.
I hope you end up with lots of downloads and lots of reviews.
I would love to. I wanted to utilise the fact that I am Italian. I was born in Australia, but there's a cultural, I guess, connection there to Italy. So my book is about a young girl, or a young woman really, that goes to Italy, and meets a not-so-nice hero, I might add, and not-so-nice at all. But something happens between them, and it's pretty powerful. But I wanted to do a little bit more than romance. I wanted to create the feeling of unity and community. So it's not just about what happens between these two people. It's about the people around them, the support they give. And this will be followed through in all of the books. The next two books, because this one is a part of a series, does center on older women, because I believe they should have their fair share of romance and love. But it's sprinkled with younger people, because we don't live in isolation, Anne. It's not just one age group. We live surrounded by young people, old people, people from different countries, people with different religions. And I wanted to show a little bit of that in my book. But predominantly, it's a hot, sexy read. And I've always been a lover of Wuthering Heights. You know, Emily Bronte, that whole brooding hero that falls in love and doesn't see straight. So there's a touch of that dark side kind of sprinkled through. It's called, actually, I don't think I've told you what it's called. It's called Unexpected Obsession, hence the word obsession, and it's part of the Unexpected series. So that one is book one. And I'm hoping people enjoy it. And if they buy my book, which at the moment is an ebook, but it is available on Amazon and Smashwords, so you can download through iTunes, Kobo, through lots of different places. But they give me a review. We depend on reviews so much to get the word out there.
What does it take to be a good writer? Do you have to be formally trained?
Okay, I think that is the best question, and it's a hard one to answer. Look, you don't formally train like you do to be a doctor, to be a rider. You either feel it or you don't. But to have talent really, really does help. But I think anyone can do it if they're prepared to work at it. And working at it means being prepared to learn and learn from other people. Read books. Read books you like. Read books that sometimes you think you're not going to like. And question, you know, why do I like this? Why don't I like this? And, of course, there's wonderful websites out there, and Joanna Penn's is one of them. That was the original lady that inspired me, that can give you a multitude of information to improve your writing. If you're asking me for some tips, I've got a couple. If you're interested in me, you know, discussing what I think, would you like me to?
I'd love you to share some writing tips. Thanks very much, Barb.
I'm going to keep it very, very simple because, after all, I'm a newbie at this. But honestly, you know, I guess it's keeping in mind, who do you write for? You write for your readers, right? So you've got to respect them. For a blogger, it means keeping the topics varied, which is something you do really well, and relatable to people's lives. I mean, this whole thing that you've got with the website about retirement, I mean, that's half the world's population. It relates to our needs. But if you're talking about being a specialist in one area, that's a bit different. Obviously, you write about that particular thing, but mostly relate to people. Now, tips to improve. Look, a good story is not enough. You do need some skills, so go and get them. Go and get them. Join organizations. Join writers' groups. Do courses. But me personally, one of the things that I think is important, take criticism, all right? But if you want little tips, things like, number one for me is filtering. Now, filtering means that you don't give unnecessary narration or information. For instance, I heard the bells ring. Well, if the bells are ringing, obviously you heard them, right? So you don't need to give that extra because it stops the reader from jumping into the action. Similarly, if I say she felt anger, what about if I say savagely her fist hit the wall? It's a whole different feeling, isn't it? So if we are aware of these things, we put the reader into the action and they love it. The other thing is, and you and I have discussed this, those crutch words, the words that we just use too much. We overuse them. Like, oh, that's really nice. Oh, very good. Walk instead of amble, or I don't know, what's another lovely word? Galloped, you know, so it makes you sound like you're a horse. Avoiding cliches. I use some cliches in my book to show that Leah is Australian. Right? And there are some sayings, some idioms that we use. But what we use when we speak is different to what we use when we write. So it's simple things like that that improve your writing. You know, just knowing that, thinking about the fact that, hey, okay, she can say that, that's fine. But writing it, what does the reader get out of it? So I'm hoping that, you know, that's enough information, because like I said, I'm not an expert, but I'm hoping that that does help. You know what? It's like everything else, Anne, the simple things. Do the simple things and you'll get somewhere. If you try and make a song and dance, a big production out of it, it just slows you down.
Thank you very much. That was very valuable. Some great tips there on how to improve our writing and blogging skills. It's been great talking with you today, Barbara. All the best in the world with your book and your poetry. Now, people may be interested in getting in touch with you. So what's your best contact? What's the best place to reach you?
Okay, as I said, I've got a website, www.brstrickland.com. Now, if they want to contact me, I do have an email at that website address, barb@brstrickland.com. Now, as you know, I'm trying to do a little bit of consulting work on the side, and they're very welcome to reach me there because I love helping bloggers more so than authors, because authors have their set path. But I love helping people with their posts and things. Anything else? Well, actually, to be honest, Anne, I'm on every social media, as are you. So if they look for me under Barbara Strickland, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Pinterest. Pinterest is the best because I've got a whole storyboard dedicated to my unexpected obsession, including a soundtrack that is a mixture of old Italian songs and modern ones. I'm on Instagram, so it's not that hard to find me.
It's been terrific talking with you today, Barb, and hearing how when things haven't quite worked out in your life and your funds are low, you can still have enjoyment in your retirement by following your passion and making a plan.
Thank you so much, Anne. Bye.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.